Hello and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your co-hosting duo, Anna, sad pirate apologist.
And I am the other half, Gabe Blorbo from your podcast.
You are the Blorbo from this podcast.
I am.
Can I be the Scrimblow from the podcast?
Yes.
Okay, good.
No, you're the little meow meow.
Okay. I'm the poor little meow meow and you're the Blorbo.
Yeah. This. Obviously.
And this is bad.
That is the show. That is the whole name of the show.
It is. Wow. What a good start.
Have you seen, okay, this is my favorite thing. Have you seen the, like, hello, it's me, your PS, it's, I'm the PS5 meme?
You want to know what my first link for the day is?
Is it?
It is.
Okay, my favorite thing is that that is blowing up on Tumblr, but not on TikTok.
I know exactly. Here, should we watch it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's see it. Let's get it up on the screen
let's
here.
Let's do that, yeah.
So this is, it's me, boy, I'm the PS5 by, Nikki Madalena is the only TikTok name. It's a duet, so, but that's the only name that I'm seeing up on the screen here. So,
yeah.
Here it is.
This is one of those, like, open verse things.
Yeah. It's something.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's me, boy, I'm the PS5, speaking to you inside your brain. Listen to me, boy. Leave the girl. We don't need her. Come with me and play my games. We'll have cowboy times in space. Doo-doo-doo-doo, yeah. You need me, boy. Your free will is an illusion.
God.
You need me, boy. Your free will is an illusion.
One of my favorite things is one of the comments that was, like, fairly towards the top of the original TikTok was, like, this is a fine idea, but, like, your lyricism is terrible and, like, you're offbeat. And it's like, did you think this was someone serious? This is what we call a joke.
This is funny.
This is made to make people laugh. He wasn't like, but does my stupid
my genius
POV
lyrics.
I am the PS5 meme rhyme or even go to the beat.
Oh my God.
I kept seeing those memes, like, everywhere on Tumblr in the last couple days.
Everywhere.
And then I was like, is this also blowing up on TikTok? And TikTok was like, bitch, what meme are you even fucking talking about?
The thing is, when I saw it on Tumblr, the first couple of times I saw it, I, like, scrolled past it and didn't watch it because the guy that's doing the PS5 lines looks very similar to somebody I knew in high school named Tyler. God. I was like, I know it's not him, but I don't want I can't watch this right now. And then I actually watched it and it was very funny.
See, your anti-Tyler bias almost kept you from experiencing a very good meme.
I know, it almost did. It was just, because at the beginning, like, the way that he's, like, looking at the camera and waiting for the verse to come in looks like he's about to, like, cry.
I mean, I would also cry if I was making that fucking TikTok.
I was like, oh God, this is uncomfortable. I gotta go.
Gotta sit in the discomfort.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I have, and now I'm glad that I did, because it's just in my mind, like the PS5.
Yeah, the PS5 is in my mind.
On loop.
I don't even have a PS... I have a fucking Nintendo Switch, and that is the fanciest gaming I have.
I have a PS4, I guess. That's close enough.
Is it?
No, not really.
Here's the thing, like, I like PC gaming because I'm better at mouse and keyboard than I am at little swirly whirly things.
I suck at mouse and keyboard.
Nah, they're way better.
No, we can agree to disagree.
No, I'm right. You're wrong.
Okay. We can agree for me to disagree. Oh, hey, yeah. What is this?
This is something I just found on accident looking for something different. I have not listened to it all the way through.
Good.
But the part I listened to was bad, so
I can imagine
podcast.
How it would be.
Yeah, this is Busted versus How Bad Can I Be, Phineas and Ferb versus the Lorax mashup by Blue Python Productions. Here we go.
Good.
bad? I'm not bad. I'm the good guy here. He just
I never saw
it.
The Lorax, and I'm proud of myself.
Really? I did.
Thank you. I mean, something good finally happens to me, and he just has to come along and rain on my parade.
Yeah, the Munster was not one of my Blorbos.
See?
That's good.
But he was a Blorbo-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He was a Blorbo-in-law to almost everyone.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, to some people, he was their Blorbo, though.
That is very true. He was the first Blorbo.
No. It's just happening at the same time. It is literally just happening at the same time.
It is.
Which is definitely a genre of bad mashup, but it is the most confusing one.
It is, because too much is happening in my ears now.
Just feels like you're watching two things at once.
I have two TVs on.
Yeah.
And they're playing
or like you're babysitting
things.
And one kid is playing a computer game and the other one is watching TV.
Hell for my ears.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When I was babysitting,
like fit together.
No, it's bad. When I was babysitting a couple years ago, there was a moment where the younger kid was watching Paw Patrol really loudly.
Oh, God.
And the older kid was doing his homework, but he was listening to, like, some kind of Disney music, I think, on his phone.
Oh, no.
Like, from one of the recent shows. And it was just so sonically terrible, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't be like, okay, little kid, TV time is over. Like, she had an allotted amount of time, and she knew how much time she could watch Paw Patrol for.
Yeah.
And, like, he was doing work. I couldn't be like, you're doing so good at doing your homework, third grader, but you gotta not do it listening to music. Like, no.
Yeah, you just have to sit there and suffer.
This is so fucking rough.
Oh, it is.
Also, the younger girl was, like, definitely like me as a child, but a nightmare, because every time something was funny in Paw Patrol or the other show that she made me watch, she liked watching Teen Titans Go a lot, too. She would rewind it and make me watch the moment, like, six times. She'd be like, I love that. Rewind. Do it again. Rewind. Like, great. Thank you. No, I heard the joke. It was very funny. Let's watch the rest of the episode.
You don't get to continue.
Hey, I'm dying.
Oh, me also. This is so much.
I remember, like, when this movie came out, people were talking about the original version of the song How Bad Can I Be?
Yeah.
Which was, like, apparently, like, actually, like, a complex villain song of,
instead
like,
of what it was.
Regret and stuff instead of, like, this is my transformation into the villain.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't...
A.K.A.
I didn't
Greedler.
Greedler.
That's what he's called. Literally, that is the whole, like, we read the Wunslerification post. I have recently found out more about this against my will.
Oh, do tell.
One of my friends is regressing in fandom and needed to tell me. But apparently, because his transformation from, like, kind of shy, well-intentioned man to supervillain is that song, that was why they had to have, like, a different persona. It was like, this can't be the same person. Nobody changes this quickly. So there's the Wunsler, and then there's the Greedler, who's the evil. And I was like, great, this sucks.
The logic of this? Horrible.
Great, I hate this.
Oh my god, your friend is regressing in fandom all the way back to the Lorax.
Regressed in fandom all the way back to Gundam Wing, which was a show I was really into in fourth and fifth grade. So, you know,
fourth,
like,
and fifth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this one really good AU where they're archaeologists. I don't know why.
You know,
but it's really good. It's really good.
We need that one really, the AU that just doesn't make sense, really.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it tickles my fucking, it like, it was made for me because one of the things that happens in that, hold on, I'm going to make sure that I'm not getting it wrong. Am I getting it wrong? Yes. Okay. In that fic, they find, like, basically a Rosetta Stone for Linear A, which is
one of
the oldest, most undeciphered.
Hell yeah.
I am the audience for that because, like, it happens and I'm like, oh, that's so sexy. Like, I know they're about to bang. I don't care about that.
I care care like, about Linear A.
Linear A, though. Oh, my God. Swoon.
Oh my
like
God.
A long conversation about soil layers, and I'm like, I'm into this. I don't know what to tell you.
You fucking nerd.
I'm a nightmare person. I really wanted to be an Egyptologist until I found out how many languages I would have to learn.
Oh yeah, that's like me go. With wanting to be an astrophysicist before learning how much math I would have to learn.
Well, like, okay, if you want to go into an Egyptology program, not like graduate from, like if you want to go into it, you need to be baseline fluent in I think French and German because that is what all the earliest like firsthand
yeah because they were all French text, bitches
texts are in yeah and then so you need to be fluent in those two. There's one or the other that you have to learn that I can't think of what it is, and then on top of that you have to be able to read like Arabic and hieroglyphics and hieratic, and I was like, I am not going to be able to do that, thank you.
Imagine what life would have been like if that was the path that you went on.
I dream about it sometimes.
Instead of coming to art school and starting a podcast with me.
I could have still gone to art school. People can do multiple things.
That is true. You did go to grad art school. So you would have Egyptology first and then grad art school.
Yeah, and then my career would have just been me having breakdowns in public.
Yeah, I think that's a very lucrative career.
Yeah. It's about as lucrative as what I'm doing right now.
Fair enough.
No.
So this is Gautier, Some Mother That I Used to Do by Bax.
I hate you so much.
Enjoy.
I will not. What is the opposite of enjoyment?
Disenjoyment.
That's not a word.
It is now.
No, just because you say something, it doesn't make it a word.
I am the keeper of the dictionary.
You are not. No! The kind of woman that would always catch the eye. I hate this.
So much.
No! No! I hate you.
I know. This is filling me with glee.
This is how filling much it's with damaging hatred. You. Have you seen the fucking cover of this song where it's like five people playing the same guitar at the same time?
No, I haven't.
No, it's incredible.
Good.
Like, it's not bad. Like, it's genuinely good. They make crazy sounds out of this guitar.
Hell yeah.
It's a much better experience than this.
I'm sure it is. My horny mind is being torn apart.
I hate this.
Chorus time.
I hate this.
Not the Walmart parking lot. I thought your mother loved me too. Now I see it's all inside. Love was untrue. Now I'm feeling down and blue. Cause she's become a mother that I used to do. No.
I hate you. Whatever the pop-up is after this just says Piss Song 99.
Piss Song 99.
And I am so upset at that. Can I tell you?
Yeah, you can tell me. Go
I
ahead.
Don't know what Piss Song 99 is, and nor do I want to know. I don't want to know either.
I'll find it for next time.
Please do not. This was sent in by Lola the Foolish. Thank you, Lola.
Thank you.
This is Neon Genesis Evangelion, The Lost Four Kids opening by Eagle Ate Burger.
Okay.
We love Four Kids.
Do we?
I mean, they make great content.
Oh, is this going to be great content?
Yes.
Or is it going to kill me dead?
It's probably both.
Yeah.
See, so far it's fine.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, well, it is.
Wait, does it really take place in New Orleans?
I don't know. I didn't think it did. Maybe it does. She sure is.
From Germany, everybody would be lost. Her country is responsible for the hollow graphic map.
Oh.
She said, thanks, Daddy.
Oh my God.
Can I take it for a
graphic map?
Why does everybody have Japanese names if it takes place in those
areas? I don't know.
No, it definitely doesn't. That's definitely a joke about poor kids' localization. 100%.
Get in the robot.
I want a shirt that says that. I want a shirt that says, Yo, Shinji, get in the robot with the fucking thing.
Me too.
New bad merch.
Shinji, get in the robot.
It's not a rice ball, it's a donut.
Oh my God.
God, incredible.
Absolutely. That Dad loves you, get in the robot.
No, actually, that's what I want. I want one since your dad loves you, get in the robot. I'm going to make that for us. I'm going to make that and put that on my Redbubble with the other two shirts I never sell.
Oh my God. Oh, I have a question. We... for context for everyone, we finally exchanged Christmas gifts.
We did.
The other day. And we got each other t-shirts. And I received one with a very blurry picture of Brian David Gilbert that said, why does the me have sad in it? and I wanted to ask, did you make that or did you find that somewhere?
I found that. I found it like that and I was like, perfect.
It is perfect. I love it.
Like the blurry picture, the like bad blacked out meme text. Good.
I know.
I received a very good Smallville shirt that I love.
Yeah, see, exactly. It was a good shirt.
You also got a good shirt.
You're right. I did want another Brian David Gilbert t-shirt. I have the fucking... what is it? The like, the gamer t-shirt, the like, I eat ass,
oh,
don't you?
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I bought it. Oh, but the thing is that I mean, I guess it still works because, I mean, the point of that was to wear it underneath the like graphic tee blazer, like gamer fashion.
Yes.
And I never wear blazers. I don't own any blazers. But what I do own are flannel t-shirts that I wear, flannel shirts that I frequently wear over a t-shirt. So accomplishes the same thing.
It does not. The difference between a flannel and a blazer is miles and miles and maybe even light years.
Okay, well listen, it still achieves the same effect of like, if I keep the flannel open, it still sort of like leaves the center of the t-shirt visible, but not the sides.
That's true, but it's not gamer fashion.
It's not. It's just gay fashion at that point.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have to concede that one to you.
Yeah, you have to. If anyone knows gay fashion, it's me.
No, I'm just like, I also used to dress like that. Like, I understand it.
Yeah, listen, I just acquire a lot of flannels.
I have since moved towards a everything is pajamas lifestyle, which
okay,
is
that
similar
also
but
gay
better.
Fashion.
Yeah.
A different flavor of gay fashion.
Somebody once asked me what my aesthetic was, and I said, I'm a pajama gay, and they went, that's not a thing. And then I said, what do you call me?
It is now. I am making it a thing.
And they did not laugh.
Ugh, rude.
What is this?
This was shown to me by my roommate, Sarah, and it is quite something. This is called LaCroix Boy by Big Dipper Music. The audio is bad enough to warrant playing it on here, but I would suggest everyone go watch the video.
Okay.
Here it is.
LaCroix sounds intensify.
I'm parched. Open the fridge. Grab a can or two.
It's a fridge full of LaCroix.
And bring that water juice.
Water juice.
So thirsty.
No.
LaCroix boy.
No.
The amount that this has been stuck in my head since I first heard it is too much.
Hey, I have news for you.
Yeah.
I think I know this person personally. Yeah, I do.
Oh, do you?
No, I do. And his dad is friends with my dad.
That's so good.
He was like one of the assistant directors at the gay youth theater I did stuff with.
Oh my god, did you know about this video?
I didn't know about this one. I did know that he stopped doing theater stuff to do music and like rap.
God, that's so good.
I was like, that kind of looks like him now. And then I googled his name and yeah, it's him. But like, it was one of those things where like, I was 17, maybe 18 when I was working with him, and he was in his like mid-20s. So like, we were like friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a big enough age difference that there was really like a... I hate this. I'm dying. I'm gonna have to tell my dad about it.
This is the best thing that could have come out of showing you this video. Boy.
I'm dying.
You know they got those skinny cans too.
Oh my god.
God.
I'm dying.
I'm so glad.
I hate this.
I am enjoying this 50,000 times world more.
The world is too small and I hate it.
The world is just small enough. My mama used to drink room temp LaCroix. As a boy, God. I thought it nasty, but now I enjoy carbonated oh my elixir. God. It gives
me my fix. I'm dying. His outfits in this are incredible, though.
I know. That's why I suggested everybody go watch this.
That is
this
a is coat a... made of LaCroix cans.
A coat made of cans. Go watch the video.
LaCroix, so bois. I'm dying. I, like, this is... gonna mess up my whole day. What do I do now?
I don't know. Oh, you have to sit with the knowledge of this now for the rest of the day, for the rest of the month, I think.
Thank you, I fucking guess.
Christ. You are so welcome. That's so funny to me. Oh, I was God. Not expecting you to be like, oh, hey, I know this bitch.
I haven't talked to him in like a million years, but like,
oh my God, I think now you should.
Absolutely not. is a TikTok from Mr. Zach123.
Okay.
This is one of those things where like somebody plays a beat and then they do something on top of it and
no, love this.
It's just what it is.
Good.
Please do like this.
It'd be my pleasure.
Singers, rappers, anything. Go.
Sooner or later, Stuart, the sewer alligator's gonna bust out of the storm drain, fly straight to the moon. He's a civilian reptilian, he's one in a million, interested in lunar viewing and astrology too. He stargazes from the greats of the great man-made mazes, daydreaming of the day he gets to ride off in a spaceship. I'm sorry if I bored you, cause the story bore no malice, just a gator who dreamed of seeing Aurora Borealis. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh my god. What was his name? Stuart the Alligator?
Yeah.
Good. I'm a big fan later. Of Stuart the Alligator.
Stuart the Sewer Alligator.
Oh god.
This guy does a lot of these and I, every time I'm like, is it gonna be cursed? And he's like, yeah.
Are they all about Stuart the Sewer Alligator?
No, they're a variety of topics.
I think there should be a series. I want to find out the whole Stuart lore. I want to know. I hope that he gets a spaceship.
Oh my god. You are a spaceship.
I wish I was.
You are.
Oh, all right. This is a video that you will not enjoy.
I never enjoy any of it.
It's a Gianni Matrigrano special.
No.
This is Quirked Up White Boy by Gianni Matrigrano.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, hypothetically, I'm a quirked up white boy. And if I was a quirked up white boy, then theoretically that would also mean that I'm busting it down,
busting
sexual
it
style.
Down.
Now, we understand now that I'm a quirked up white boy who's
this,
busting it down.
Impression
sexual
is
style.
Mediocre.
Does that
I know.
automatically mean that I'm now goated with the sauce? It's true. They don't want you to know that, but it's true.
Like the the syntax was great.
Yeah.
But the impression medium. And I don't know why you keep inflicting this on me. I'm gonna play a very old Les Mis YouTube poop because it's funny.
good.
this does have a couple of gunshot noises in it. If that's a thing you do not want, it is 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So skip ahead.
Right.
This is 24601 releases A Sandwich on Parole by the Things. It's very bad.
I'm ready.
Now I'm...
Yeah.
Now prisoner 24602060451.
Five!
I don't know where the five came from.
Your time is up and your time is up and your time is up. And I'm Javert. You know what
I think this is the first YouTube group I ever saw.
Of course it is.
I saw it on Tumblr.
No.
God.
No.
Sauce.
Your gun.
Yes.
No. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Fall. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. Eerie. It warns your man.
Eerie.
Storm.
I don't know why this tickles me so much, but it does.
Sister's child's cloak.
Now 6 up rolls that lets you change to Dane. 5 1 try
five.
And jump get.
Sister's child.
Where does the 5 come from?
I don't know.
We will starve.
You will starve again. Lol, lol. And whoa. I'm Javert. Unless
God.
You learn the meaning of Narushnoshnush.
You're the meaning of Ishnianzuot. Oh.
5 You're a dangerous man.
You're dangerous.
You're dangerous none.
My name is Josh Valjean.
Josh Valjean.
That was like a meme in the fandom for a while.
This is Josh Valjean.
Yes.
Do not forget my name. Do not forget my mom.
Do not forget my mom.
Too far.
Too far.
Get me a sandwich. Help.
Mom.
Store bread. Die. And I'm Javert.
Oh.
I'm Javert. I'm Javert.
Hell yeah.
Now for the 1-1-1.
One.
You know what that means.
Yes. Eat some bread.
No.
Means I'm bread.
It does mean I'm bread.
Get me a sandwich.
No.
Oh my god.
God. Yeah, so that's that.
I'm so glad that you dredged that up from the depths.
I was looking for something specific on Tumblr, and Tumblr was like, hey, remember this video? And I was like, I feel like I do. And then I clicked on it, I was like, no, I do. but it was not what I was looking for. So
it's ingrained.
Like, yeah, like, as soon as it started playing, I was like, oh, no, I do remember this.
Oh, my God. I love how YouTube poops are like, God, they shouldn't be so funny, but they are every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so stupid. Why am I laughing so much?
I know.
Oh, my God. All right. I have, this is not a video, but this is an explanation of Rose's cult. Sent in by Rose.
Okay.
Into the email. So this is signed Rose the One Who Knits, but the name last time was, I believe, Rose Who Has Started a Cult Now or something.
Something like that, yeah.
So it says, a while back, a few Tumblr and Discord friends and I were talking about making a fake church read cult for tax benefits and decided I was the least sketchy person to run it. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Incredible.
Congratulations on being assigned.
How do I join?
Yeah, exactly. The least sketchy person to run a church cult and let us in.
Yeah, I will pay dues or whatever. Let me in your cult.
Yeah, for the tax benefits. No other reason.
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. And that was a short explanation, so I will give you a video.
Okay, do it. Do it, coward.
Once I do, you will wish that I hadn't.
That is the structure of the show.
It truly is. So it's been a while since we've had a Seventh Element mashup.
No.
So this is Du Hast the Seventh Element by Sativ.
Can I sell this to my brother-in-law?
Good.
Probably I will not. You would probably like it too much.
Now I think you should send it to him. Yeah.
What is this happening?
I don't know. I have a question as to why the keyboard player is on a treadmill.
On a treadmill? Yeah, I was also going to ask that.
Why?
Just so they get sweaty.
Yeah. As a keyboard player, you're not really moving much.
Yeah.
You got to get as sweaty as everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a standing desk.
Exactly. A standing desk on a treadmill.
They make those, actually.
I believe it.
For people who hate themselves. Being at work isn't bad enough for me. I'd also like to be sweaty and uncomfortable.
I would also like to exercise. I have done the thing where I, like, it's not an actual standing desk, but I have, like, taken a book into the gym. I just, like, walked at a medium-low speed and read for, like, an hour.
I can't do that. I bop around too much, and then I lose my place on the page.
Yeah, it's easier with a print book. Like, I've tried to do it, like, reading a PDF one time on my phone, and that was a lot worse.
I can't do it with a print book either.
No. Well, I
just bop around too much. It's fine. I just listen to audiobooks when I have to do things like that.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's basically the same thing. You're still reading.
True. Hey, Anna, I hate this.
I'm jamming, but I honestly don't really know why. Because I don't love it.
You can't help yourself.
I really can't. That's the reason why. Because I listen to this and I'm like, I don't like it, but yet my body is dancing somehow.
One of the things that popped up was, a mashup with the Seventh Element and Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, which sounds terrible to me, but I kind of need to hear it now.
You have heard it. We've played it on the show.
Have we?
Yes.
I have no memory of that. Was it like a year ago?
I don't know. It may be a couple months ago, but not
a
year
ago. It was not a couple months ago. I would have remembered that.
You really do block everything out of your mind from this show.
That was long. It was definitely longer ago.
We have definitely done it, though. I do remember playing it.
Fight me.
I will.
Okay, the following thing was sent in by Red Anansi.
Okay.
And it is a song, but there is also a, screenshot of, I think, a YouTube comment about it.
Okay.
Which I'm going to read first.
Okay.
Which Red Anansi also said, and hold on, let me queue up the video. This is, Brody Quest by Neil Cicerega, and the comment was, I just want to say I'm truly grateful for the song. I have a 15-month-old baby, and this is the only song that will calm my baby down if he's upset for any reason.
Oh.
It instantly calms him, and he stares at the video. It's like magic. It's amazing. My husband played the song to calm him when he cried at just a few days old, and here we are 15 months on, still using it. Luckily, our baby rarely gets upset, but when he does, we put the song on while we get to the bottom of why he is upset. Thanks.
Oh, baby powers.
Like, yeah, so here this is.
Don't want.
Nobody wants it. I haven't heard the song in a million years.
Welcome back.
And I was fine with that.
Now I'll just be thinking about how this could possibly calm a small child down.
I mean, like, babies are wild.
You're right. Babies are wild.
Mm-hmm. a video of him like bopping around various locations. Why are you letting your infant watch this?
I don't know. I mean, all the different like scenes. Maybe the baby just really likes all the colors. There's a picture of a shark. Kids like sharks.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I just can't.
Yeah.
This is like the song that plays when I get up to stupid hijinks in my room.
Room hijinks.
He's being followed by starfish.
They're just bopping around.
Like, what is happening in the song?
Nothing good.
And now there are fucking bells and horns. Neil, explain yourself.
Neil is inventing new genres every day.
This genre is called Quest.
Yeah. Quest music.
But it's only stupid quests, like where the fuck did I put my glue stick?
Yeah. When you need to search for something mundane. Glue stick? What about your glue stick?
I don't know where it is. I just realized it's not in my craft box.
Do you only have one glue stick?
Yeah. Listen, glue sticks don't come up that often.
Oh, hell yeah, guitar time.
Adrian Brody just conquered the sun. Like, this feels like royalty-free music.
It really does.
Neil, why? There was some part of this that was really popular on TikTok for a while, and it killed me every time.
Flashbacks like, to Brody Quest.
Like, yes. This song lives on in my nightmares. As imagine, is the video, honestly. Everybody go watch the video and imagine a baby watching it.
Imagine the effects that this is going to have on that baby's, like, psyche and life. I feel like the child is maybe just hypnotized by this.
I think maybe the child is evil.
Could also be.
Although Adrian Brody is one of those people who I constantly forget exists.
Honestly, me too.
He's like the state of Delaware.
Yeah. I really don't ever think about the state of Delaware.
My sister lived in Delaware, and I would frequently forget about Delaware.
The question is, did your sister also forget about Delaware? Is like, it that forgettable?
Almost certainly.
Oh.
Now I just want to play it for my nephew and see what he does. he's not allowed real TV time. Occasionally, if he's very upset, we will play Sesame Street for him.
Yeah. But no, you need to play this.
The extent of the TV time he gets as he is young and they're not supposed to have a lot of screen time.
Maybe it works on all babies.
I doubt it.
Baby Quest.
Oh my god. Okay, I will run it by my sister and see what she says.
Uh-huh.
And with her approval, I will play it for him, and then I will get back to you next week.
Okay, cool. We're doing science here. This
she
is
might
an experiment.
Say no. I might be getting back to you next week to be like, nah, and Hannah said no.
Well, in that case, the funding for our hypothesis will not have been granted.
I don't think we're going to get funding anyway. Shit. Get funding from Neil Cesarega. I'm going to write him and be like, hey, I saw this comment. Would you give me $50 if I test it on a couple babies?
I need to know.
Wait, speaking of that, oh, I was reminded this week of my, like, irrational hatred. It's not irrational. My semi-rational hatred for Nora Jones.
Why do you have hatred for Nora Jones?
Because, okay, so I was thinking about it because somebody was playing her shit on TikTok again.
Okay.
And it was because I really liked her for a while, and the first interview I ever heard with her was her getting, like, very upset because a mother had written in and been like, you know, like, your voice is so soothing, your music is so beautiful, it's the only thing that can get my son to sleep, who's like six or something. Yeah. And like, I just want to thank you for like making this music. And she was so upset. She was like, I don't know why people think it's a compliment to be like, I fall asleep to your music. Like, I'm making music for people to listen to. Like, it's not a compliment. You're saying I'm like boring.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, it is a compliment, you fucking weirdo.
Oh God. Yeah, that sucks. This is why I never looked up anything about her life. Or interviews, like, or anything. So I was maybe, like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this music without input from Norah Jones herself.
Maybe she's gotten better. This was like many years ago, but it stuck with me because I was like, I've sometimes listened to her music to go to sleep.
Me too. And you know what the best thing is that her sister also makes music, Anushka Shankar, and I use her music to go to sleep.
I know nothing about her sister.
Yeah, she makes sitar music, and it's very really cool. Good. And really beautiful. And I use, there's like one song in particular that is like my go-to. That song will knock me out instantly.
Hell yeah. We stand.
Oh, anyways.
I just like
that Norah Jones tidbit.
Makes me feral.
Yeah. Like, listen, if the song is good, like if it's a bad song, I'm not going to put it on long enough to like fall asleep and to feel safe in the song.
Yeah.
To go to sleep. Like, it has to be a really good song for me to do that.
So, like, I love my sleepy time music. Exactly. It is important music to me. I don't think less of the people who make that music.
Yeah, and fucked. I don't pick sleep songs because they're boring. Mm-hmm. I pick them because they're like, the way that I fall asleep when I listen to a song is I put it on loop long mm-hmm. enough that my brain like stops listening to it and I can just go to sleep.
Yeah, you just kind of vibe and then you fall asleep and it's great.
Yeah, exactly. And it has to be a really good song for me to be able to loop it that many times and not get sick of it.
Yeah, Norah Jones, anyways.
Fucking Norah Jones. Anyways, Norah Jones ran over.
And scene. No.
This is I Bet You Can't Make a Sentence Without the Letter A, But Verbose by Vitaly Andreev. And the visuals for this is Sonic characters.
Everything is Sonic characters.
Greetings, my fellow brothers in business. I stumbled upon the thought it would be nice of you to disprove the opinion which implies you do not possess the power to construct judicious sequences of words without employing the first letter of the English lexicon.
No. You might prove me
they
wrong,
have photoshopped
but
them
it looks
all
like
hats.
You seek the opportunity to ridicule our intelligence if the experiment results in us not succeeding to solve the problem you think nobody experienced or thought of, thus to consider yourself superior to others. I regret
oh
to
God.
Inform
Why
you
hearing
the
this voice
truth,
come out of Tails
but people
is...
genuinely possess the omnipotence
no, that feels
to
right
write
to me.
Or pronounce unlimited number of proper like. Sequences of the corresponding linguistic
hey, I hate
units,
this.
Whilst
yeah.
judging the necessity to use the most common element of the phoneme systems widely
phoneme
used in
systems.
Europe, side by side with the Western
God.
Hemisphere.
Might God smite thee, for thou spoke vile words.
I hate that, thanks.
Oh my God.
Can
I think that
note
that,
that
is a phrase in Knuckles' vocabulary. May God smite thee.
No, that does feel right. That feels in character.
I think it does.
I don't think I played this.
Well, let's find out.
This is Outcast Hey Ya, But It's Bodies by Drowning Pool by William Morency mashups.
God, William Morency back again. That's so much.
That's so good.
Terrible.
I forgot.
Oh my God. I'd say that this fits the energy that we have today.
That's true. It's so cursed, though. Like, it fits together nicely because William Morency is good at these.
Uh-huh.
But it's so, like, the energy is so cursed.
It really is. We both woke up this morning like, hey, the energy today? Terrible.
Absolutely vile.
Absolutely horrible.
Rancid.
Rancid vibes on this Sunday. God.
No. Okay, I'm dancing a little bit.
I knew you would be. Pain in my ears.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming for.
It's a really weird jam.
It's not good to listen to.
No. But the thing is that this feels like a genre of music that would actually exist.
I think it might.
I think it. There's songs that sound exactly like this somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Pain.
Thank you, William Moranci, for creating the magic that you create with your
for everything that you do
cursed little hands. I have no idea the size of your hands.
Your cursed unknown sized hands.
No, we're going a little still.
Okay, that's fair.
They're at least emotionally little, because cursed little hands is a phrase in my lexicon.
Yeah. It's like us rubbing our cursed little hands together.
Like raccoons.
Everything. We like raccoons.
Raccoons' hands are so scary.
They are, because they look like little people hands.
They do, and sometimes you see the imprints of them and you're like, that is a person, and no, it's a raccoon.
That is a very small person, like, doing handstands across the ground.
Which, like, I guess, why not? Like, you could be a small person and do handstands. I don't want to, you know, yuck anyone's yum.
Exactly. I wish that I could do that.
That's true. As we have established previously, you are like several microns across, something like that. Mm-hmm. You're a very small rat.
Nano rat. Nano rat. My little handprints, they look like rat handprints and not like a, you know,
you should find something like the monkey transformation affirmations. You should find the raccoon transformation affirmations, and then
I won't
you
get any
turn
bigger,
into
though.
A nano raccoon.
Nano raccoon.
And leave tiny, tiny, tiny little handprints everywhere, and it'd be
incredibly
cursed.
No one will be able to see them because they're that small.
Okay, you could be like a rat-sized, a rat-sized
raccoon.
Raccoon.
A ratcoon, if
yeah,
you
a ratcoon,
will.
If you will. Are we good? What is happening?
We are not doing well in the mind today.
Oh no.
This is the Ballad of Woodsy Owl, uploaded by Bermuda Schwartz.
Like the OG?
The OG.
No.
Because it is
This, like
quite
I said,
cursed.
Coming up is a little ecological number. It was sent in on a tape by John Schwartz, who with his friends makes very, very nice recordings.
We don't need this beginning, but I don't know where to skip to, so I'm just going to let it play and cut
this
bit out.
I think we do need it.
I mean, the
do
recordings we? That they make are that fun,
yeah.
Both musically
just random
and in
announcer,
terms
man.
Of the sound quality. And this is a little ecological number dedicated to the new symbol of ecology, the great successor of Smokey the Bear,
Woodsy
of course,
owl.
Is Woodsy the Owl, and this is John Schwartz. With a little song about Woodsy.
Smokey Bear has got a pal who is always on the prowl.
On the prowl?
Woodsy is his name, you know. He's the anti-pollution owl.
Oh my god.
The anti-pollution owl.
Is this from like the 60s, I think?
The 70s.
When he
looks
from left to right down a forest, he can't see.
There's a reason I'm playing this, I promise you.
Don't pollute your good outdoor manners show.
I mean, is it not just this?
It's bad by itself, but there's a remix of it coming.
No.
Don't pollute, once the owl knows what is best. Help him check pollution in the north, south, east, and west. Woodsy's eyes are wide alert.
Wide alert.
Winter goes.
Giving I gotta go. When he sees things that okay, I've decided a new ship.
Uh-huh.
It's Woodsy Owl and the Duolingo Owl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Woodsy Owl and Smokey Bear.
No.
Woodsy Owl and the Duolingo Owl. Okay. All right. I can see that.
They just stare at each other with their giant unblinking eyes. And then, like, eat a mouse or something. I don't know. What do owls do?
Yeah. It's pretty romantic for an owl.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Woodsy Owl knows what is best. Help him check pollution in the north, south, east, and
north,
west.
South, east, and west. All of the directions. Oh, my God.
I thought you said there was a remix.
There is a remix. Do you want me to play that right away?
Yeah.
You don't want any space in between?
If there's space, we might not have time to get to the remix, so.
Oh, God. All right, well, this is the Ballad of Woodsy Owl cover by Louis Zong. I guess it's a cover, not a remix.
No.
Have fun.
Just for this, I'm finding time to play something else after it.
Yeah.
No. I hate this.
Dances.
His eyes are just like bouncing around.
I know.
Yeah, no. Woodsy and the Duolingo Owl need to just be like weird cursed owls together.
Yeah. They just stare at each other, and then when you walk up to them, they both turn and stare at you.
Yeah. Hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot!
They paid someone to animate this.
And it is very cursed.
It is. His eyes so wide alert and his hooter goes hoot
hoot. Hoot hoot. Lyrics of the century, I think.
Truly. I will not, thank you.
Give a hoot! I don't like it when he's like winking at you.
Yeah.
There it was.
The worst.
And I think we all learned a good lesson here today. About
yeah,
the,
if you pollute, this fucking owl's gonna come eat you.
Kill you and then eat you.
I'm gonna play two things because you can't stop me.
Oh.
This
I could.
Is no, you can't. This is from TikTok user Will_Senate.
Okay.
I'm gonna give a brief unreality warning for this. This is not this is not a real thing. If you are prone to paranoia, you might want to skip it. It's 48 seconds. Here we go.
Alright.
Ladies, here's some potential red flags you should look out for in a man. One, he wears shades like this. What's he hiding under there? Misogynistic eyes? Two, he asks you if you've noticed the strange things that are happening up in the Smoky Mountains.
There's nothing strange happening up in the Smoky Mountains.
Three, he says that he's noticed every night at exactly 3:53 a.m. a bright white light shines exactly three times up in the Smoky Mountains. That is absolutely not happening. Sounds like he's trying to gaslight your girlfriend. Get the hell out of there. Four, he wears Crocs.
What is he, insane?
Five, he tries to tell you that all 17 people who have drowned in the lake this year went up into the Smoky Mountains exactly 6 days before their deaths. If you notice a man doing any of these things, pick up your phone and dial nine numbers, any nine numbers. If you tell us his home address, we will go make sure that he never does this to anybody ever again.
Stay safe out there, ladies, and remember, nothing strange is happening in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh my God. The Smoky Mountains.
Nothing strange is happening in them. Ah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get disappeared by calling the nine numbers.
I might disappear you anyway. You don't know. Anyways, This has been your weekly ecological podcast, bad, I guess, based on the ending of,
yeah, it
of
has.
Our show. If you want to send us cursed shit to play, you can send it to our email address, which is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, it is. And you can also find that in the pinned tweet of our Twitter, which is @badcursed. We tweet episode reminders and things that are too visual for voice. And we do polls and we have GIFs and people send us their reactions to the episodes. And it's a great time. You should go follow us on Twitter.
Yee. And we're also part of a podcasting network with a Patreon and a Discord if you would like to join that.
Yes, you can go to commonunity.media to find all of our things on there, our Patreon and our show, several other shows. And if you go to the Patreon, we have been putting up Bad Bites, which are small little short episodes of extra badness that you can get if you subscribe to the Patreon.
Indeed, indubitably, and so on and so forth. However, if you cannot... If you cannot financially support us right now, that's totally okay. We understand it. We're glad you're just here listening to this podcast we create and sitting in the curse with us.
Yes, sit in the cursed soup with us.
Bask.
Bask in the curse. It's nice.
Our blessed for today.
Yes.
Is a little... It's conceptually...
Uh-huh.
Cursed, but it's fine. It's a mashup. It's Touchtone Bubblegum, Lemon Demon, Ooh. X, Marina and the Diamonds by Diamond Brick Z.
Okay.
It's
good.
It's fun, I promise.
Alright.
And I have been Gabe Blorbo from your podcasts.
I have been Anna, sad pirate apologist.
And we will talk at you in 1 week's time.
1 calendar week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.